you know, the Cannes Film Festival is going to crank up here pretty soon. It's May 16th through 27th.
That's one of the world's biggies.
That's right. Terry Frimo, who's been to the Michigan Theater before, is the director of the Cannes Film Festival. And it looks like the U.S. is going to have a little heavier presence than usual this year. There's going to be an adaptation of Jack Kerouac's On the Road. And
that's got to be good.
Yeah, Terry Frimo says American cinema is back in force, and there's 54 films, including
where did it go?
Brazilian director Terry Smalls. Well, you know, things really do ebb and flow,
right?
And it's a festival in France. It's an international festival,
right.
But you know, French films are going to quite naturally play a significant role.
Probably the world perception is much more Transformers than something of Citizen Kane nature.
Yeah, well, they do a little bit of everything. Twilight is going to be one of the films that they show there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Cosmopolis is another one. It's a David Cronenberg film, who's actually a Canadian director. And Killing Them Softly with Brad Pitt and Paperboy by Lee Daniels, who directed Precious, are all going to be at the Cannes Film Festival, as are some... Ken Loach and Alain Resnais, the French director, and Michael Henkin, who won a couple years ago, so with White Ribbon. So anyway, it's always an exciting time to get the news out of Cannes, and we're going to get that in the middle of May, and I look forward to that.
Speaking of which, if we're going to talk film festivals, can you imagine a day when Ann Arbor has its own film festival that will be talked about in terms like Cannes, like Toronto?
Could be in terms of the attendance. I doubt that we'll become an industry festival like Cannes and Sundance. But in terms of scale of attendance, there is the potential that's there. Now, Ann Arbor has a wonderful film festival called the Ann Arbor Film Festival,
yes,
which takes place in March of every year. And it's been around for 50 years. And they do a fine job, but they focus on a particular type of film called experimental film. And experimental film it's not always anything, but it frequently is short films that are not story-based, so they're called non-narrative films. And they explore the aesthetic edges of the cinema language. And it's a very important festival on many, many levels. But if you're going there to see a movie where boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, ever so often there'll be a film like that, but it's not common. It's not the core of what their programming is. Again, it's usually short form. It's usually very deep in terms of the way that it uses cinema aesthetic. The festival that we're looking to do, which is coming up May 31st to June 3rd, it's a test market to see what might happen in the future. We're calling Cinetopia International Film Festival, and it will be more like the Toronto Film Festival and the Sundance Film Festival, the Traverse City Film Festival, which many folks in our area have been to, has become very, very successful. They started off as a four-day festival. Now they're a six-day festival, and their leadership says 120,000 people go to...
That's huge. That's a major economic boon to that area.
Absolutely. And the Cleveland Film Festival, which isn't an industry film festival, but it's deeply loved by that area of Ohio, has 85,000 people that go. The Chicago Film Festival, which again isn't an industry film festival, has 90,000 people that go.
Now,
and there's nothing like this for in the Detroit area.
But you've just talked about areas that are very close and very reachable. Toronto, Cleveland, Chicago. Are we seeing, is there too much film festival, or is there room for something a little bit different that specifically serves this area?
Well, in the case of Cleveland, it's very directed to the
Cleveland
metropolitan area.
Okay.
Area. The Toronto Film Festival is an international film festival that people travel all over the world to, but I don't hear as many people going to the Toronto Film Festival as they go to Stratford, for example, which is, you know, kind of halfway between Toronto,
right,
and Ann Arbor. So I think that there is a market, and we're going to find out with this four-day festival, and we have some great stuff lined up. We're going to have films that star Emily Blunt, Jeffrey Rush, Blythe Danner, Sacha Baron Cohen, Barbara Streisand, Ben Kingsley, Warren Beatty, Mark Duplass, if you saw him in Cyrus and his film as a director. Jeff, who lives at home, is playing right now. Jess Wexler and lots of other folks.
Those are some very big names.
They are, and they're starring in films. And we've got a set of documentary films, including the film that opened the Sundance Film Festival, The Queen of Versailles, the documentary film that won the best documentary film, Five Broken Candles, as well as a Russian documentary called Putin's Kiss, The Ambassador and Jig, which is a documentary on Irish dancing that's a lot of fun. We have foreign language films, Teddy Bear, which was shown at the Berlin Film Festival. It was a winner out of Sundance. Brand New Day, which actually isn't really a foreign language film. It's an Australian film, but it stars Jeffrey Rush as a priest in an Aboriginal high school, and it's a musical. It's really hilarious. Elena Headhunter Hipster, which is a Russian musical about the underground Elvis movement in Russia in the 1950s. It's a lot of fun. Juan of the Dead, which is the first Cuban zombie picture.
All right, kind of a takeoff on Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's actually very hot in the festival circuit. The opening night film stars Blythe Danner, who's Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
She should apologize for that.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow. And Hello, I Must Be Going is the name of that film. We have a really interesting fictional biopic of James Dean called Joshua Tree, 1951, A Portrait of James Dean, which should be a lot of fun to watch. Emily Blunt, who's about to star in The Five-Year Engagement, is in another film called Your Sister's Sister that we're very excited about. Infidel, Missed Connections, The Lie, that's just some of the films that we're going to do. We're also going to feature the films of Harold Lloyd and his granddaughter, Suzanne Lloyd, is going to be here. So we're going to do The Freshman with live musical accompaniment.
Oh, that's great.
Safety Last, which
what
is maybe
a brilliant performer.
Yeah, he's great. And he, you know, the one that where he hangs off the clock, that's Safety Last. So anyway, we're going to do some of that stuff.
So what are the expectations of our four-day festival? How many people are you hoping to draw to town? And I mean, you're going to show it at the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, and then over in Angel Hall, right?
Angel Hall, right, exactly. So, you know, and we hope to grow it through time. So we have pretty modest expectations. We hope 4,000 to 5,000 people come this year.
Nice.
And so, you know, it's just 4 days. A Thursday, May 31st is the kickoff date, and I'm happy to announce that Hello, I Must Be Going is most likely going to be the opening night film. Mm-hmm. We're looking to bring in a bunch of cast members and the director, and that should be good. And there should be a lot of film artists that are here during the festival. So it's going to have
that
festival
feel. Yeah, so make sure you stay tuned to Cinema Chat at WEMU. We'll try and bring you some of those folks.
Yeah, it should be fun, and we're very excited. It's a lot of work, but we think the town deserves it.
Well, I do too. Now, more immediately, what are my choices as we move into the weekend?
Well, this is a film that also has a local connection. Bully, which is the documentary film about bullying in high school and middle school, had a lot of controversy created by it. And a local young woman, Katie Butler from Green Hills High School, got familiar with the movie and found out that it was going to be rated R because of language. Now, these are middle school kids using
language.
That's right.
Language, it had three too many F-words.
That is exactly right. Anyway, she put a petition together, and it actually had an effect, and they changed the rating from a R to a PG-13.
That's right. They took out the three.
They took out F-words. They're not all eliminated.
Right. But,
three
of them are gone, and that was apparently good enough. And congratulations to Katie Butler for having an impact.
Yeah, she really did. She's been around doing talk shows all over the country and presented a petition with 500,000 names on it. So activism by our youth actually works. And Bully's going to be at the State Theater starting this Friday. It's a documentary film about this, something that's happened, I think, as long as there's been kids, is bullying. But it takes on a little more ominous nature when it can get juiced up with the online kind of bullying that can happen. So anyway, go check that out. A very compelling documentary, hot, hot, hot. out there in the media. Jiro Dreams of Sushi is It's a documentary about this really this 85-year-old sushi chef in Tokyo who runs this little tiny 10-seat restaurant. 98% positive reviews on this. And we're only going to show it a few days. It's showing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You got to go check this out. And at the heart of it is this kind of conflict between his eldest son and Jiro, this 85-year-old guy, because his son just isn't quite the sushi chef that he is. Anyway, go check it out. At the Multiplex, Chimpanzees opens up a documentary film from Disney about a young chimpanzee who's been orphaned.
They always do great work with the animal movies.
Yep, yeah. The Lucky One stars Zac Efron as a war hero coming back.
Sounds horrible.
Matches up with a woman whose picture he found in the battlefield. And Think Like a Man is based on the Steve Harvey best-selling novel, and it's gotten okay reviews, 45% positive reviews. Don't forget that there's a benefit screening of the film Five-Year Engagement coming up this Friday for 826 Michigan. It's going to be very cool.
Looking forward to it. I hope we'll see you there. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us once again for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Cinetopia.